Hello. I am Matt Williamson, and here's my story. Is we did day two of OTAs today. Dale and I were on the air from 11 to 1, as we will be tomorrow and every OTA. It was a blast. Beautiful weather, great environment. Then I stopped, got a new muffler. That's pretty exciting. And found out that the Steelers signed Marcus Golden, a name I've brought up to you guys quite a bit. So real quick, I just want to throw out a couple things from practice today. I'll take our usual break, and then we'll dig into Golden here pretty heavy. So fun day for the Steelers. What stood out to me today was we got to sit, I mentioned this, in practice ends at noon, we're on the air to one. So they gave us Cole Holcomb yesterday. He was very personable, impressive. You know, he even called out some of his faults. Man, I've been on play action every time as a rookie. Things like that. But today we have Patrick Peterson, who, with all respect to Cole Holcomb, is a much different animal. I mean, this was the top five pick. I think he's a slam dunk Hall of Famer. And he was very impressive. You know, he is very well spoken. He holds himself extremely well. He even laughed at himself as well. You know, we talked about, I beat around the bush a little bit with asking him, but that Vikings defense last year was about as vanilla of a defense as you'll ever see in the NFL. Very low blitz rate, lots of zone. He got a lot of picks, but that's asking a lot without much of a pass rush, you know, and even talked about, you know, Channing, the slot receiver, and he's like, that guy had a really tough job. That's my dude. I love him. I'm kind of lobbied for the Steelers to go after him and for him to come here. So I think Sullivan's going to be the slot corner, and Peterson fully gave him, you know, his stamp of endorsement, as you would expect him to. But Peterson even said, at this stage of my career, I don't want to play man coverage over and over and over. You know, I can still, you know, but my head is my best asset, but my body, and we joked, is still pretty good. You know, I mean, it was a little better than most coming into the league. But it was a really enjoyable conversation, and just that 15, 20 minutes spending with him, plus everything he knew about him, you know, without ever meeting the player, really thinks he's going to be a leader on this defense, you know, like Cam Hayward, guys like Minka, and is going to be the ideal role model mentor for Porter and the young, you know, corners here. He's, as long as their ears are open, there's a lot to learn from him. So again, really enjoyed the person, really enjoyed his self-awareness, said things like, you know, I came into the league with intents of playing 14 years because I noticed that pretty much any corner that could put that much service in ends up in the Hall of Fame. And I'm sitting there thinking, you're in no matter what, dude. But, you know, but he just, even as a, you know, youngster, football family, it just was very impressive. Practice is fine as well, too. I don't really have a ton of takeaways from practice, but it is spirited. I like what I'm seeing, getting more and more encouraged about this team as everyone does this time of year for their favorite team. That's just how the league works, and it's a beautiful thing the league has. So that's quick takeaways. We'll see what goes on tomorrow. But let's take a break here and talk about this Golden signing, which I like a lot. Okay, Steelers apparently have signed Marcus Golden to a one-year deal. He was drafted, he was born in 91. He was drafted in the second round of 2015. He is 32 years old. I just want to double check that. Yes, just recently turned 32 years old. He's a name I've thrown out to you guys before, that he would be a perfect fit. Now, he hasn't had quite as good a career as Melvin Ingram, but that same experiment that I've been saying, go get the veteran edge rusher that's been around the block, that knows how to succeed in this league. I should know this, but I don't off the top of my head. I don't know what his special teams background is, but, you know, at his age, probably I'm not going to count on that the whole heck of a lot, to be honest with you. But I just want to throw that out there. That's one of the only negative I can say about the situation. So Golden was a second round pick in 2015 of the Cardinals and played out his 4-year contract, went to the Giants for good money, and halfway through his second season with the Giants, 7 games in, got traded back to Arizona, where he played the last 3 years. So Arizona's been home. Overlap with Patrick Peterson. I just dawned on me, actually, just definite overlap in Arizona with Patrick Peterson, which again shows some of the Peterson leadership influence, etc., you know, reaching out to his buddies. But here's some of the highlights. I mean, just stats wise, he had, where am I at here? He had 11 sacks in 2021. Last year, he had 2.5. And frankly, the Cardinals were about as miserable a team as you can imagine. And their defensive line was horrific. And he got no help except for J.J. Watt of anyone deflecting any kind of attention from him. Not that he's a star that teams are going to double. He's not. He's an ideal third edge guy that I said many times before. But 2 years ago, he had 11 sacks. I mean, 3 times in his career, he's had double-digit sacks. He had 12.5 in his second year in the league. He had 10 in his first year with the Giants. Now, it seems like it's boom or bust, just sack here. You know, he has 47 for his career, and 3 of those are double-digit sack seasons. So there's a lot of 4s, 0, 2.5, 1.5, 3, 2.5, etc. But there's a lot more to this player than just sack production. And what the Steelers are getting is, first off, before I forget, very, very good run defender. I mean, he's a powerful, thickly built player that secures the edge really well. He's played out of a 2-point stance a lot, but also can put his hand in the dirt. He can drop into coverage. You know, he's not a great coverage player. You know, I mean, like, you know, of course, but he absolutely can do it. And frankly, the last 2 years, his coverage has been quite good. And they're not going to do that a lot, though. Don't get me wrong. But he's very good against the run. He is stout taking on tackles. He does not look like the prototypical guy. Like, I'm not saying he looks like James Harrison, but he certainly doesn't look like DeMarcus Ware or Julius Peppers. He's stumpier, thicker, shorter armed than those type of guys. He's not long and lean and body beautiful and a male model with a tiny waist and wide shoulders. He's a squarely built, powerful player that'll jack you up right in the numbers and push you back and control you with one arm and make the play in the run game with the other, or push it down to the middle. He's effective on stunts. He's got a variety of pass rush moves, but more of a power pass rusher. But his pass rush production year after year is good. I mean, and if you just look at the pressures and things like that. So I just pulled up, I mentioned all his sacks. So he has 3 double-digit sack seasons, as mentioned. But pressure seasons, which are more sticky than sacks, to be honest with you, 50 is a pretty good number. As a rookie, he had 51. As a second-year guy, he had 53. In 2019, he had 64. 55 in 2020. In the past 2 years, he's had 46 and 44. You know, so it's pretty darn good. And his snap counts, give or take people, I mean, a defense plays a little over 1,000 snaps a year, you know. So last year he played a little under 800. The year before he played a little under 700. The year before he was a little under 600. 2019 he played over 900, you know. So definitely a spot, a rotational player, a starter, but a borderline starter, a good player. I mean, to say he's a borderline starter for his career is a little harsh. But this is exactly what the Steelers want. I mean, again, this is a dude that's been around the block, that's hungry, has not won a lot of games. He's been on bad teams. He's familiar with some of the new dudes like Patrick Peterson. He's the ideal third guy. I mean, I'm not sure Herbig's ready to be that player. And Herbig now is your 4/special teamer/maybe project on the inside. I'm just totally speculating on that, folks. But I really like this pickup. I assume it's for the cheap. I'm sure tomorrow I'll find out, if it's not public knowledge, what they're paying him. I can't imagine it's a heck of a lot. But these are the kind of moves you make. You know, I mean, I give Omar a lot of credit. I mean, he's a capologist. realizes where to spend his money, when to spend his money. Like, if you went out and got Golden before the draft, let alone when free agency opens, you would have had, he's probably asking for a 2-year deal. I'm guessing, I don't know, $15 million, and I'm sure it'll be a lot less than that. So get him on a 1-year deal. Culture dude, you know, strong at the point, know exactly what you're getting. I'm on board, man. Again, and I've told you this name several times leading up to this, you know. So I don't have a lot more to add on him. He's kind of a pretty easy analysis for me, to be honest with you, and I am cool with that. You don't need a lot of variance, good, bad, all over the place from that third dude in this lineup on the edge. I want consistency. I want toughness, and that's exactly what he is. So another strong move. I really like how this roster is shaping up. Over and out. Take care.